that coming they might anoint Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Why have you come today? Oh, don't get me wrong, you're most welcome indeed, and it's nice to see some old faces as well as some new faces, all of you together. Of course, you're here because it's Easter, but I was wondering about that. Easter, the old Anglo-Saxon word for spring, the resurrection on this cold morning, not of a season of the year, but of our Savior, that he was dead some 40 hours, think of it, in the tomb. At the crucifixion on Friday, his body had been drained finally of blood, and he was wrapped up in a white linen shroud and laid in the sepulcher, and there he lay for 40 hours until his soul came back into his body with a great flash of light. He rose from the dead. The resurrection is a physical fact. It is not some spiritual experience, a meeting on some level, something subjective or personal, which would match the religion of modern people today, who will tell you with great assurance, well, you know, I'm not religious, but I'm spiritual instead. No, this is a fact, an actual dogmatic fact, that he was dead and that in this body, now, he is risen and he is glorified. You know, of course, they, the ones behind the changes, they don't believe this. They follow their best scripture scholars and the popes and the cardinals and the bishops for how many years? And amongst themselves, as sort of a nudge, nudge, wink, wink, no one really believes he actually rose from the dead. And if you believe that, you wouldn't get very far in their organization. No, they shy away from so bold a fact as that bones and flesh were raised back to life this morning on the third day. But you do believe, and that could be the reason you've come today, that he was not there when the women came early. The tomb was empty. He rose. But you know, that's not why we're here. An empty tomb, I'm thinking. You see that if you've come, surely it's for the same reason which motivated the three Marys in Mark's gospel. I've just now read to you. Ungere corpus Jesu, sang Father McGuire. To anoint the body of Jesus with sweet spices. And what is that but a way of offering reparation to him who died, making expiation for our sins? They don't believe that either, but that's another subject. But he is risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. How then could you anoint him? Are your sweet spices gotten at great cost? Think of the Marys waking up the dealers at the incense shop. Give us your very best. We must anoint the body of the Master. But is that in vain for us? No, because his mystical body is with us still. His sacramental body and the Holy Eucharist, the center of our all. We have come today to offer him the reparation of love. And how is that done except through these ointments, these perfumes, these sweet spices? St. Augustine says the word for those things, the ointments, in the Greek, pistis, is the Latin word fides, faith. It's your faith whereby you anoint Christ. Simple, clear, true Catholic faith in the resurrection and in each article of the creed and all of our Catholic doctrines and dogma. By your belief, you anoint him in his mystical body, which is the Church. Nor is this all. How do we observe and celebrate this day of the resurrection? Curiously enough, the way we do it is by going back to Calvary again. Remember, sacrifice is of the essence of real religion. By making present or real in our midst, by the Mass, the death of our Lord, his death being represented now by the double consecration, symbolizing death, the separation of body and blood. So first the sacred host is consecrated, and then the chalice. And then these are presented doubly to God the Father with our adoration and homage, and presented to us, the faithful on earth, for that same adoration. And remember, too, that the Mass is the resurrection. It gives us all of the mysteries of Christ's life. And that's represented especially at the Mass. After the Our Father is sung today, then the celebrant says another prayer for our current needs. And if you listen, then you will hear the sacred host break. That's another symbol of our Lord's death. And then you won't hear this part, but a little particle is dropped into the chalice. And that symbolizes the secret moment of the resurrection, witnessed only by angels, body and soul reunited, coming back together again. And then the choir breaks into the glorious Agnus Dei, O thou the Lamb of God, homage to the risen Savior who as a lamb, innocent and pure, went to die for us. And we make our Easter prayer for peace. And the celebrant, the pontiff, gives the kiss of peace to his sacred ministers. And we, all of us, pray that our Lord would have mercy upon us and grant us peace. This Jesus who dies on our altar is the same Lord who dies now no more. St. Paul is very clear on the subject as to why we've come today. You show forth the death of the Lord until he come again at the end in glory. Well, that's why we're here today. And that is why it were death to us not to come on the first day of the week, if possible, to come not to an empty sepulchre, but to the altar, to the awe-filled, bloodless sacrifice of our atonement, our at-one-ment with God in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Why are you here? Why, for the same reason you came last Sunday with the palms, and the Sunday before of the Passion with the purple veils, and you will return again in 8 days' time on Low Sunday. Because this Sunday, in this year, it happens to be the exact date, March the 27th, Anno Domini, in the year of the Lord, 33, Jesus Christ, by his own power, rose from the dead. And each Sunday is a little Easter, celebrating his soul, returning to his body, proving his divinity, laying out the credentials for our traditional Catholic faith and doctrine, and providing us with the glorious hope of our resurrection unto life everlasting. It is everything for us. Every Sunday, we're up early. We may be wondering and worrying, will I make it? Who will roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulcher? Peter-like, we may want to lurk in the shadows. We are aware that in the last days we have perhaps betrayed him, and there is an awful lot we've forgotten or perhaps don't even know of our Catholic faith. But we're up early, and we find our way through the dark of this life, sweet spices, faith, in hand, cost what it may, to anoint the body of the Lord by our sacrifice of our will to believe, by our sacrifice of our Lord, the Mass, offering to him then a twofold reparation, to him whose resurrection feast today is our perfect feast of reparation. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you.